Abu Dhabi Classic FM, on location.
Epic Dubai, all about sustainable living, and sitting with someone who certainly knows all about that, Jeremy Byatt, Vice President of Environment over at BIA. Now, BIA, if you're not aware, is an environmental and waste management company based here in the UAE and recently just signed, I do believe, Mr. Byatt, a 20-year contract over in Sharjah.
That's correct. BIA is actually a Sharjah-owned and founded company. We're a startup, we're 4 years old, and right now we're running the best waste management center in the Middle East. It's a fairly quiet initiative. We're looking at proper waste management, which includes recycling for individuals.
Obviously, Epic Dubai is very important to you. Can you explain the links, perhaps, between BIA and the expo here?
Certainly, Zara. For us, it was very interesting to be approached to help with Epic Dubai for two reasons. First of all, the Dubai Mall is really becoming a meeting place for BIA. There's a lot of traffic. And the Epic Expo is really about sustainable living. And a key part of sustainable living is understanding how garbage is handled, how recycling happens. And this is the core of what our business is. We know the system will only work if everyone helps.
On the third day here at Epic Dubai, the talk that you're giving is actually what you as an individual can do today to help the environment. Can you tell us a little bit about that panel discussion?
BIA is doing a range of discussions. Tomorrow, we're at 3 o'clock, we're giving a short discussion on green shopping. What you can do as a shopper to reduce your environmental impact that day while you're going around, while you're developing your shopping habits. Then on Friday at 2 o'clock, environmental realities. What is the real impact of what we do? Because I think for all of us, we're busy, we have many pressures in our lives. We don't always have time to think about the environment. And if we're going to create a world that's great for our kids, I think as individuals, we all need to do something more.
One particular thing that BIA is doing, which is probably going to be the next big step, is introducing green and blue bins to homes. Is this close to becoming a reality?
This fall, we're starting replacing the skips in one of the residential villa areas in Sharjah with the green, as you say, green and blue skips, one for garbage, one for recyclables. We're hearing all the time that individuals will recycle if they know what to do, if the facilities are there for them. Mm-hmm. Our job is to build the facilities. We're hoping your job will be to tell people about them.
Jeremy, you just brought up a very interesting point. You are putting in the infrastructure. BIA is doing that. However, what's the truth about us in the UAE? Are we good? Are we bad? Are we terrible? Are we going to utilize this infrastructure?
I think the truth about all of us is both the best and the worst in the situation in the world. We're amongst the worst in the world in per capita garbage production. 2 to 2.5 kilograms per person per day. It's a vast amount. So that's a scary number. Now, on the best side is we can do change quickly. Look at the example of the Dubai Metro, 5 years. Look at the example of smoking restrictions, 1 year. And here in Sharjah, the ruler formed BIA through an emiri decree 4 years ago. So here we had the leader of Sharjah saying, let's do better waste management, let's build facilities, let's do the public outreach. That's the best.
Very interesting and certainly food for thought. Mr. Jeremy Byatt, Vice President of Environment at BIA, enjoy Epic Dubai and I hope your message comes across.
Thank you very much.